This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Good morning, all you Foxes fans out there. How the devil are you today? How's your weekend been so far? Have you got a cup of tea ready? Well, you know what day it is. It's Sunday. It's 9:30 a.m. So it's time for the famous Foxes Aftermath show. Run by the fans for you fans out there. And your opinion really matters. So come on, get them comments in. Let's get going. It's kickoff time. Come on, you Foxes.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. Are you ready for the show? Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everard's, Pucka Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Leicester Riders, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Peter's Pizzeria, Hope Against Cancer, and Newbie and Co-Estate Agents. We want your views, we want your comments, so join us live. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Morning all, how the devil are you? 10 out of 11, not bad. 2 points clear of second, 10 points clear of third, 12 points clear of six. What more do you want? Yes, Craig, it was, yes, it was a great result yesterday. We'll talk a bit more about that, but we are going here, there, and everywhere today. We've got me in Spain, Jamie in. He's by the pool.
I'm by the pool as well, mate. Yeah.
You're by the pool. And I tell you, somebody else who is 100% not lying by the pool, sitting by the pool. Locks, how the devil are you, pal?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm good, pal. How's your holiday going first? Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, very good. Thanks. I can't believe it's been like literally a week since obviously I was on in sunny Woodgate. With you and Nick and saying, oh, yeah, I'm flying today. It's already been a week. But, yeah, all good over here, mate.
I'm glad you're enjoying your holiday, pal. But that's all the fun stuff out. Let's talk about the football yesterday. Reedy, you and me are about on the same kind of page, I think. Hey, up. Locks.
Bye, Locks.
Bye, Locks. That was quick. Right, you and me are on the same kind of page. Yes, we've won 10 out of 11 games.
You need to say this correctly.
We've got 10 out of 11 wins, right? Mm. 30 points. The football is, I don't know how to put it. It's not brilliant football. You're not coming away really excited, are you? We're winning. All that matters is we're winning, yes.
It's a style that obviously works. It works, but it is, I will say, it is tedious at times. The way that I said to you before the show, the patience part does get people not annoyed, but wondering if it is going to become a win, if you know what I mean. Because, like Hull, that was the one where we did it and it just didn't work. Every other game we've managed to get through it. And like the Bristol game, we only, in my opinion, we only won that Bristol game because of the penalty we got given. I don't think we would have scored around it, in my opinion. But the style works and it is about being patient. So I just hope that all these performances we're getting does pay off by the end of the 90 minutes.
Yeah, I'm just going to bring another in tonight. Well, not quite. It's a bit of a far-flung fox up in Newcastle. Morning, Jono. How are you, pal?
I'm good, especially after yesterday.
Locks, just, I don't know whether you heard it, but I'm not moaning. It's just, I'm over the moon. We've won 10 out of 11 games, pal. But this, I can't get excited. I said to my missus last night, I said, yes, I'm over the moon, we've won, but I'm not excited about the football we're playing. Yes, in parts, it's good, but it's, I don't know. We're winning, that's all that matters. Yes, we're winning. But I don't know, it's just something inside me that wants to be a bit more attractive football. But we're winning. I can't really hope for any more than what we've done, Lots, can we?
No, I mean, you know my thoughts on it. And, you know,
I want 107 points, you do.
I think we're going to get 107 points, mate. Yeah. Look, I think I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think the only... I get what you mean in terms of, obviously, at times it feels passive, but it's a part of the game plan. You know, we can't... You look at teams like... I mean, in recent years, you look at teams that have fully gone for it and played the most exciting attacking football. Probably Leeds, the year they came up, and the year after under Bielsa. You either win, you know, 3-2, or you get battered 4-0.
Most conceded during that.
Yeah, and it's not sustainable in the Championship where you've got a range of different teams who, you know, even Leeds now, they ain't playing that way. They're playing a little bit differently under Farker. So I like it. I think it's sensible football a lot of the time, which is when people get frustrated because it's just, you know, short passing and all of that. But you look for openings, and that's what the system's all about. You're patient, you look for openings, you trigger a press from the other team. Obviously, when you're just passing it around your back, they press, and then they're open, and you go for it. And that's what's happening a lot of the time. So I'm a fan of it. I think, you know, as I've said before, a few days ago as well in the chat, that for me, the main thing is getting promoted. And, you know, as far as I'm aware, we are going to get promoted. So, I'm happy with it.
Like David says, Jono, yes, the football isn't attractive at times, but when teams put 11 people behind the ball, what else can we do?
Well, that's the thing. At home, that's the case. Away, it seems completely the opposite because we
opposition putting 11 behind the ball, it doesn't help. Mark Watson is saying roughly the same thing as well. Opposition can't handle the things, Jono. I know you've got to be patient, and it was nice to see a first half goal. Because Locks, you said just before half time you wanted a first half goal, but you got it 30 minutes before half time, didn't you? It was nice to see a goal, Jono. But what's your take? I mean, I'm over the moon. It's working. I just would like to see a bit more.
I'll give you some stats. Southampton play Rotherham, ended 1-1. The stats are, which team do you think should have won this? One team had 22 shots, one team had 4. One team had 10 shots, one on target, one had 2. One had 80% possession, one had 20. One had 800 passes, one had 200. Who do you think should have won that game?
Rotherham.
That's Southampton. They dominated the hell out of that game, but they didn't win. We dominate our games, but we win. I would rather be in our position where we know how to win than faff around with the ball and not do anything with it.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's just, I'm happy with the results, the 10 points, but you just want to go and see, because I had about a dozen Leicester fans in the bar last watching the game yesterday, and they weren't like jumping up and down excitement. They were, oh yeah, we've won, but it a bit of a hard watch, really.
If you go all attacking all the time, we get tired. We play this football to tire them out, then when we need it, that's when we go in for the...
Don't get me wrong. Sometimes, like I say, when someone like Vestergaard's got the ball, he basically just stands there waiting for someone to come near him, for him to pass it on to FaZe, Cody, whoever it is. I think the issue is that I think most fans are not understanding is the fact that we're just taking a bit too slow at times to get the ball forward. No, not in that way. It's like when we're on the counter and someone like Jude Brioula winks, he's got the ball, just lay it off quicker. Instead of just being patient with it, just be a bit quicker and you should probably gain a more counter-attacks or even attacks in general.
You mentioned Vestergaard there. I've got a hell of a static for Vestergaard here. He had 180 passes, 95% completion. That's most by any player, not just Leicester, any player in the league this season. That's 70 less than Stoke had the whole game yesterday. That says how we're playing football and we're slowly bringing it through. Like Tom says, trust the process. We are beating teams. Yes, I do trust the process. That's not a problem. I'm loving the wins. We've had 10 wins. We only had 9 wins in the whole of last season. This year, we've had 10.
And but who's the person who has the most creativity in the team? Vestergaard, he passes it straight to the strikers. You may think, yes, he has most possession as a defender, but he's the one who's the creative player.
You know what? I think we missed Vestergaard against Preston and we won 3-0. So I don't know how that's even possible, but I feel like we did. I feel like there was something different compared to with Cody in there. It felt like we were missing something in the team. And that was for me, was Vestergaard.
Yeah. Locks, you, me and Jono, we weren't actually at the game. So when you saw that team sheet an hour before, Locks, what was your feeling when he made 6 changes? Did you think, oh God, what's he doing? Or, oh, I must trust him and he knows best.
Well, this is going to go along with what I've said, how I've seemed all season, which is probably a little bit too cocky or arrogant. But from looking at the back four, I was a bit confused. You know, I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. But mate, you know what? I don't care because I don't care who plays, mate. I think we're going to tear this league apart. I'm sorry, I just do. I think our second string team would finish playoffs in this league. I mean proper second string team. And I genuinely mean that. I think we all know we're too good for this league. I know people say, well, we were relegated. Yeah, I know. I know we were relegated. We were terrible last year, but there was a lot of factors that led to relegation. We all know that. However, I will say, I just don't see... The only one that worries me is Winks. If Winks gets injured, that's the only one that worries me. And that is the only one that worries me. You look at Hamza coming in at left back, and I think he's played right back at this season and centre back. And, you know, he probably do a job up front, who knows. But I'm just not worried at all. I can see us losing another couple games. You know, we will lose a game here and there. It will happen.
We're bound to lose games.
Yes.
I said to Jamie beforehand that before the season, I was worried about bringing that sort of manager in. But now we're playing like this, and yes, other than the whole game, I can't see us stopping winning at the moment. I can't. Before, I was like, we might lose to these teams scoring goals like the Norwiches or the Southamptons, but we've proven we can do it against them. And I said, if we can prove it against Ipswich, then you should be beating anyone in this league.
Yeah, it's just a shame we've got to wait till Boxing Day for the Ipswich game, unfortunately. But I'm sort of going on what Tom's saying here about squad and that. Yes, we have the best squad on paper, but football's played on grass, and Enzo has worked wonders so far in a short space of time, hasn't it? Still early days, but I do believe the future is bright with Enzo. I really do. It's just we've got to be patient. I know I keep saying about attacking football, but if it's working, it works for us. We've won 10 out of 11, so it's just. I don't know. It's just me, I think, wants a bit more attacking flair in the team. But if it's working, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Locks.
Go on, Locks.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong. I think, you know, we've all seen a slight difference since the whole game, since the last international break. The tempo's increased. And I was speaking to my my good friend, I can't remember his name. Is it the guy who I was arguing with in the group chat, John, you know, the other day. And I was saying, like, at the start of the season, we were even more reserved and careful and cautious. And that's because the players were still getting used to the system. You can't just have Enzo come in, have a 4-week pre-season with, what, 3 proper games, 2 proper games, and expect us to then go out and obviously, as we, you know, first gear, you know, sorry, fifth gear. So I think the first few games of the season was just all about getting the players used to the system, how we want to play cautiously so we don't go out and get beat too much or concede too many goals. And now since that whole game, it kind of feels like Enzo's taking the shackles off a little bit and just letting us go for it a little bit more. And yeah, we're not 100%. I would say we're probably 70% of the way there. And we're in what the second week of October coming up to. So yeah. I think come Christmas, you know, even in the next five games, I think we'll probably be at our best then and we'll see where we're at. But I just can't see, I think Reedy said it, I can't see us losing the game anytime soon.
Not with the fixtures we've got.
Well, Leeds is not far away, is it, Jamie? Leeds isn't too far away.
Leeds is in four games' time, November the 3rd.
We'll beat them.
You'll get some right stick from the lads from All Leeds TV and Joe, won't you, pal?
They ain't got to give me stick about because they're 11 points behind us. Oh, get a grip.
Well, Joe, like LCFC Graves says, we lose the ball, we get it back, everyone wants to work hard for each other, which is what we didn't have last year. We didn't have the passion, we didn't have the pride, we didn't have the fight. And Enzo's installed that into the players. And another thing, what has Enzo done with Vestergaard and Ndidi is quite remarkable. Both looked out of it last year. They looked drained of any kind of football knowledge, nothing like they were bought for. And they just look completely different players, Jono. What has Enzo done to that team to make them two, or the actual team, fight and passion and spirit, what I wanted, and leadership as well?
Showed that he cares about the club. Whenever we score a goal, he's celebrating with the fans. He's not just going... He's celebrating with the fans. He's showing that he cares. He's making every player seem like they're wanted and they're needed. Like, he's not. There's not one player in that team, apart from the players who went on loan, that's not played. Every player has played their part in getting this team where they are now. Like, Hamza playing right back, he looked like he belonged there. Mm-hmm. You had, Winks has settled into his team amazingly. Ndidi's like becoming an attackive player. Like, every player has just been playing up their skin and playing not for the manager, playing for the club and the badge. And that's what he's done. He's changed the mentality of this club.
Joseph, I think Ndidi should have had an hat-trick in the second half, more than just one. Decent chances. But he's not a goal-scoring... although he has scored goals this season. I thought he might have got one of them at least, but it's just unbelievable what he's done with them locks, isn't it? The players that were here last year compared to the players last year, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
The mentality side of things is massive. I think if you actually go back on YouTube and listen to Enzo's first interview back in the middle of June, he said that he wants to change the mentality at the club. And I think, anyone who is probably on the inside at Leicester, some people in the chat might have people who are inside the club. They'll probably admit, that the mentality in the last 2 years has been shocking. And I think that's the main thing. You know, we haven't spoken about him recently, but obviously Madavadua, he had a really good start to the season and then suddenly he was dropped. And I think there were people wondering, there's no confirmation of this, but some people were kind of maybe thinking, has there been, has it gone, dropped him for a mentality reason? You know what I mean? Maybe he's like, it's gone to his head or whatever. Yeah, and I think that's the good thing. I think Enzo will be savage. I know they're different people, you don't want to compare them too much, but Pep Guardiola, with him at Man City, that if someone's out of line, he will get rid of them, right? And it happened with Cancelo last year. I think he had a bit of a problem in the Man City squad and he shipped him off on loan to Bayern Munich. So I think Enzo will be very tough when he needs to be. And if there are any bad eggs or anything like that, they'll be out of the squad, as soon as possible.
It was the case towards the end of last season. Jamie Vardy had a few words with the players in the dressing room after the game, especially after the West Ham game when they got relegated. He said, none of you lot will be, a bit of industrial language, none of you lot will be here. You might as well just go.
Yeah.
And I think the ones, the bad eggs, I think, like you say, Lox, they have gone.
Tielemans.
Tielemans, bloody hell.
The majority of them, it looks like, have gone, because I think we thought, is Daka and Suter, you know, it was a bit weird what happened in the summer with Daka and Suter, obviously, because they were nowhere to be seen and we thought they were leaving. And Daka obviously should have got, you know, he was on the verge of going. But then if you're able to integrate them back into squad, you know, we heard that the Athletic reported that seven players who were going to leave changed their mind. So obviously they changed their mind and now they're happy to stay. So yeah, it's hard. I don't know.
Reedy, Locks has just mentioned Suter and Daka. Suter's come in and I think he had a half decent game. Yes, it wasn't fantastic, but had a half decent game. Can Daka come back into? I know he was on the bench and he's not getting much game time, but can either of them make it an impression this year?
It's difficult because with Suter, I think he does okay when he comes in. Don't get me wrong, I'm not the biggest fan of him because of how he does. I don't think he fits the system as much as many other players in the defence. But someone like Daka, for me, because Vardy and Keller not are starting to score a bit more now, maybe he doesn't. But a few games ago, when Kel wasn't getting any goals and people were saying he wasn't having the best performances and Vardy wasn't seeming to fit into the system, it felt like Daka probably was the one to maybe see what he could do. But because Vardy is now feel like implementing him into the system and scoring goals for fun, and Kel coming on or Kel starts and gets a goal like he did yesterday, I don't think Daka will see the light of day now, unfortunately for me, because I do think I thought if he went to Bournemouth, I honestly thought he would score goals because he's kind of like that Callum Wilson sort of player that they had a few years ago. So I just hope in the future that he does go to somewhere. I think he will do good. It's just that with us, I don't think it's even going to happen.
Who's the player that's injured that we've signed for as a striker?
Tom Cannon.
As soon as he's back, he's coming in as well. So... Mm-hmm. I think
we'll see that Tom Cannon until at least January, February time, unfortunately, if he's got stress,
we've got two strikers who rotate. As soon as we get Tom Cannon and Daka's not going to see the light of any competition ever. So yeah. I think we should try best for the club and the fan chats to get rid of Daka.
Everyone keeps writing Jamie Vardy off Locks, but he scored his fifth goal of his season, his first time he's come off the bench this year and scored it. All the others have been started. 175 goals in 430 odd appearances. What more can you say about him? He just keeps going. I know it was a tap-in, but also you have to be there for the tap-ins, don't you? And that's good by the strikers to be there. And he doesn't often get many tap-ins, does he?
No, I think Jamie Vardy's going to retire at the end of the season. Or if not retire, he's.
I think he'll have one more big season if we go to.
If not retire, leave. I think this is his last year at Leicester. I genuinely do.
Being that close to 200 goals, I think it's 25 more goals. I think he'll, especially if he gets another, say, 15 goals this year, that puts him on 190.
I don't think it's even about the goals. I think if we get promoted this year, he will not want to leave on that. I think he'll want to have one more massive try in the Premier League and maybe do what we did last time he came up.
But wouldn't he want to, if we get relegated next season, we want to leave on a bad note?
John, come on.
Yeah, now.
Bye.
No, I think it's his last year with Leicester. And I think that we're seeing obviously every goal he's scored so far, he's you know, sorry to swear, but shithoused the away, you know, the other fans. And I know he does that a lot, but he never used to do it in every single goal. And I was listening to the Big Strong Leicester Boys podcast the other day, actually, and they said it almost feels as if Vardy's on his like retirement tour, like he's kind of just like enjoying
everyone he does, every team he scores against, he's just doing it just to end off his career.
I think he's just having a nice time and he's just taking the mick out of all the other fans and even some of the players. And it's just striking me a little bit. I think this might be his last year, but we'll see. I might be wrong. I think though that what Jonu was kind of touching on, I think, is right in the fact that I think if we get promoted, he'll want to end on a high like that. And I don't think he wants to risk coming, you know, going to the Premier League next year and having a shocker. But what a story it would be for the if they finally do that Jamie Vardy movie. You know, that you can have the halfway through or twist of relegation, and then it ends on a high at the end with promotion and whatever. But we'll see. But it's going to be a sad day. We all know that when he goes. But
right, it will be. I think he'll go for two or three more years. I really do. I think but what's he going to do? Finish playing football and end up in America or something? Because the club we bought into has gone bust, has it? That Rochester went under. He's not going to. I don't think he'll go MLS. He definitely won't go Saudi Arabia.
I would not put it past him to go to Saudi Arabia. I would not put it past him.
He's got a young family though, Locks.
No, he won't go Saudi.
I don't think he will. Anyway, he's still here. He's scoring goals. Let's not talk about him finishing yet or retiring. One thing I do want to touch on about yesterday is me and Reedy were talking about this before. Man of the match. I don't think there was like one really outstanding player. There was players that played well. Yes, Winks played well. Vestergaard played well. But I don't think there was... I don't know. Who people out there in the chat, who was your man of the match? Because I don't think there was an outstanding candidate for man of the match, really. Jono, go on. You put your hand up first. You go.
Chowdhury. Hamza.
Hamza.
Mm-hmm. I thought he had a stinker.
No, I don't think he had a stinker, Reedy. It was put in a position, left back, that he doesn't normally play. And I think
I thought he did well.
At three.
Did he make it
reasonably well?
He didn't make a mistake. He'd got his challenges in.
I know, but I think every time he had the ball, everyone around me, because he was on this side at the start of the game, was Fatu was open. Give it him. And he just turned back and went back to Vestergaard. I get that's maybe the style.
We're not playing that way, really, of attacking.
I think he was the weak link in the team for me. And I think
Fatu has got all the talent and they need to give him the ball more and get to the byline. But we don't
He was bad, Fatu.
We also, I think we need to have... This is. I know everyone's going to absolutely hate me for saying this. I think we need to have a few more pops on goal instead of trying to walk it in. But that's not the style.
The walking in pot, mate, is happening at the moment. So I'm loving it. I'm loving seeing these Man City assholes.
There was a couple of times against Preston where they could have had a bit of a pop on goal.
Nil-nil, yes, I agree. I think Fatima tried to in the last... A few times, well, Atgon had a bit of a well.
And I think Sporting Lisbon, is it Sporting Lisbon he's come from? I've lost a good number there.
Yeah.
I really do.
You know who stood out for me, and I think he stood out because he'd been so bad in other games, was Cassidy. I think Cassidy.
No, he was poor.
He was out of his depth.
I think the team was 7.5, 8 out of 10 yesterday. I don't think one player was an outstanding candidate for man of the match.
This is a factor, though. Everyone's put a name in that. Everyone else disagrees, and it's just opinions. And like I say, for me, I probably would just give it to Vestergaard. I just felt.
I don't think anyone was poor.
I think there's no one outstanding that goes, "Wow, he had an incredible game." I thought Dewsbury was man of the match against Preston. But he didn't get given it, I don't think.
Clay Richardson said it was his best game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said I said I think he stood out for me because he'd been poor in other games. But I think he struggles at times. He just the speed of the game at times. I think he's a bit behind on that. But you know, more time is too much. Can you believe
it?
No, I don't think it's you, mate. I think it's Reedy's calling everyone poor. Anytime someone mentions a player.
No, I'm joking. No, I think it was earlier when those two were saying, oh, we're playing bad football. That's the negativity.
No, we're not saying it's bad football. We're not saying it's bad football.
No,
boring.
The amount of fans in the ground saying, push it forward, get forward. I don't get that part. What I'm saying is, there's just times where you think if you pass that ball a bit quicker, you might get a bit more of an attack. That's where I'm like, just be a bit quicker with it and we'll be all good. That's the only bit I think we just need to hurry up a bit more.
Hold on. So you're on about Young Weedy then, because I didn't say he was poor. I said the whole team, Kerry, was 7.5, 8 out of 10, but there was no outstanding candidate. So I'm not being negative. I'm just saying there was no outstanding. And I've just said literally Cassidy had his best game, but he wasn't the best player on the park.
So I'm not and again, negative. calling a player poor does not mean you're being negative. You're just saying that he didn't have the greatest games.
Hermanson didn't get a goal in, and his distribution was really good. You can argue he had to keep him man of the match.
Who?
Herman Mads.
He never made a save.
Well, he did a clean sheet. Clean sheet. Distribution was really good. You know?
Yeah.
But like Tom says, Winks, he seems to run the show week in, week out, doesn't he? It seems like we've dropped down in division, bought Winks in from Spurs, Tillemans has buggered off, and we've upgraded in the middle of midfield, haven't we?
I won't say upgraded because we're down in the Championship, but...
In that position.
Do you know what? No.
I know why Kerry thinks you're being so negative at the minute.
This is like what Phil says about Ndidi. People are saying Ndidi's playing great, incredible. We're playing against Bristol City. We're playing against Stoke. We've gone down, and these are where these players are showing up. But
whoever's put in front of you, you've still got to beat them.
No, I get that. What I'm saying is, you drop down a level. If we were playing in the Premier League with Winks, I think we'd be doing the same as what we had Tillemans. I don't think you'd be outstanding still.
You can't say that. You can't say that until it happens.
No, I can't. What I'm saying is, Tillemans has gone to another club, and he's not. He's basically doing what he did for us. He's basically doing what he did for us. He's not great.
2 years
ago, isn't it? So, for me, it's like Winks has dropped down, and I was saying that I didn't think I wasn't a big fan of him at the start. Even Lox saw it. I thought Winks was a mess signing, but he's proved to be one of the best signings we've had. Now, I don't know how he will face in the Premier League because he couldn't get in his first team.
Are you just trying to go, like, do you want to time travel a bit, Reedy? Because you sort of change your mind then a little bit. Do you want to go back 10 minutes and start again?
No, I'm just saying that we are playing a lower level now. You're saying that we've improved in the midfield. Winks might be a better midfielder than Tillemans, but at the moment we are down in a lower division. So
Harry Winks is not a better footballer than Youri Tillemans. However, Harry Winks has more to him as a character, as a person, than Youri Tillemans. He's more determined, his work rate, his passion, everything about it. But don't get me wrong, I still think Tillemans is technically he's a better player than Harry Winks, but everything else, we all know that technical ability doesn't determine how good a footballer does in their career.
I prefer Winks mentality player than
exactly. Who would I rather in my team? Harry Winks. Mm-hmm. But if you're going on, footballing brain as well, as Andy Medhurst said there, footballing brain, everything else, Winks is clear of him on. So coming down to a division which needs fight and determination and your work rate every single game, Winks is the better player for us right now than Youri Tillemans would have been.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I just love how we're arguing more now than we ever have done on any other league, any other season, and we're absolutely dominating the league. I just love it.
We can't agree
on man of the match. We can't agree on the type of football we're playing. We can't agree on the fans. We're just arguing more than we have ever done.
I mean, it could be worse. I'm watching the EFL highlights, and Cheltenham versus Derby are on, and Derby only drew with Cheltenham away. So it could be worse.
Here's one from Rob as well. We all, let's face it, we'd all have Youri back. I bloody wouldn't.
I wouldn't have Youri back. Did he watch last season? He was the worst player in terms of ability and mentality. He was awful for the club.
Right, before we go, a quick question, because some of us have to work on a Sunday like normal. We've got the next six games after the international break. Swansea, everyone have a think about it. Swansea, Sunderland, QPR, Leeds, Middlesbrough and Watford. 18 points on offer. Reedy, how many points?
18 points on offer. I would be happy with 15, but I think we will get all 18, if I'm totally honest. The only one that's tough is the Leeds one.
Yeah. Jono, how many points?
12.
Oh, God.
Jono. Oh, boy, he's dragging you down to his level, isn't he? He's dragging you down.
It's just because I don't like saying, I'm going to over disappoint myself. I don't want to say 18 and then get disappointed.
Think 15 then, not 12.
I think Leeds will cause the problem. Are we away to Leeds or home to Leeds?
Home.
Okay.
John TV on Friday night.
I think we could lose a shock loss and maybe drew or lose to Leeds. So I think 12 points will take away from that.
Locks, your turn. Come on. How many points?
You know what my answer is, mate. 18. We're breaking the points record.
Hayden, you can't get 17 points.
Can you not?
No, how can you get 17 points?
No, you're right, actually. Yeah.
You can't. Sure. There's no way you can get 17 points. Out of all of them, I agree with you. I think Leeds will be the tricky game, and I'm probably going for 16 points, which I'll be quite 16 out of 18. You can't make it that, could you? Bloody hell.
That's what, 16 games in then, and it'll be...
No, that'll be 17 games in.
We played 11,
46 points on the table.
Yeah, mental.
But can I just say, Jamie, I feel like I say it every week, please, people, patience. I mean, I'm not going to name any names in the chat, but like, what is my... I keep saying the same thing, and I feel like I'm just repeating myself, but I feel like people just still need to hear it. What do you want? Do you want exciting football and maybe finishing fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever, risk going through the playoffs? Or do you want to go up as champions, right? Because I know what I want. I know
what
I
want. We're
going to be outright leaders of the most division, most championship titles.
That's what we're doing right now.
Say that again, Jamie.
I want to win the league so we were the outright leader of the most champion second division titles.
Yeah, and we're gonna break the points record, mate. It's
if
gonna
we
happen.
Do it this way, I'll be quite happy. I'll be over the moon. I'll be running up the street. No, I won't be running up the street naked.
I'm having a brilliant time going to away games. So that's all I care about.
Jamie, you know what's mad? Like Leicester City, right? They're putting clips out on Twitter of goals, and you can literally hear, no offence, but dinosaurs in the crowd going, forward, get it forward. No, just relax. Just let us play the way Enzo has us playing. It's worked for 10 out of 11 games, right? It didn't work one of the games, but that's going to happen. You know, every single person, every single Leicester fan in the chat, every Leicester fan that exists, if you said to them at the start of the season, 10 from 11 games, they would say 100%, just relax, patience.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's just, I want us to win the league. Yeah, I'm happy with the start. It's just the style of football we do. But you can't have it every way. If you win ugly all the time and win the league, fair enough. Yeah. I'm not bothered about that. But some of the goals we're scoring are absolutely outstanding. The one-touch football we're doing, especially with Vardy's goal yesterday, the couple of first-time touches across, Vardy left him open. Nacho's goal against Preston, which we haven't even spoke about the Preston game. Nacho's goal, great ball. Ndidi, two assists. How many assists has he got over the last few years? He's got two in two. I think that's three goals and three assists this year for him so far. Go on, Jono.
I'm looking at the Championship. What team has scored most goals this season in the Championship?
We haven't, we?
We're second. You're all complaining about, oh, go forward, get more goals. We're two behind, who scored the most? Ipswich. Yeah.
I know what Lox is looking at.
Sorry, mate. I didn't mention Jono's name, but obviously Jono's replied. Jono, towards the later stages, I think we all watched the game, right? Did you see when we went for a little bit more and then we became a little bit more open at the back? We gave them a couple chances, right? If we're 2-0 up, I think Enzo wants us to play the exact same way, because if we just suddenly go for it and create space at our back, and if they nick a goal 2-1, that then creates a situation that you don't want to be in. It creates pressure on us. We're 2-0 up. If you suddenly go for it and you carry on attacking and then they nick one, you're now 2-1, 5 minutes left. You're under a bit of pressure. Enzo don't want that. Enzo wants us to get through the game comfortably, get the win. If we won 2-0 every week, I think everyone's going to be happy with that. So we will get a game this season where we win 4-0. It will happen. It will come. But for now, 2-0, I don't see what the problem. I think it was the last game. It was quite funny. Jono admitted it himself in the chat, in the group chat. Obviously, I think me and I can't remember who else said it, but we're like, yeah, just be patient, Jono. We'll score a goal, and then once we've scored one, another one will come. And then it literally happened. You know, we scored a goal, and then we went on and scored more than one. So it's just about being patient. We keep saying it, patience. The goals will come, and as Jono says, we're second in the goal scored thingy. So yeah,
like I said in that comment, whoever that Facebook user was, no, I wouldn't be one of the get it forward brigade. Even though I'm happy with 10 out of 11, I can be unhappy with the way it's just, we're winning. Yeah, fair enough. We're winning. Great. Fantastic. We've won 10 out of 11. But not everyone wants to see that football. Some people want to see a bit more attacking. We're winning. It's working. I'm happy with that. We're winning. It's working. What more do we want apart from beating Hull and having 11 out of 11? It would have been nice. I'm happy with it. I just want to see. It's a little bit of a hard watch. Like 12 fans, like the dozen fans in the bar. It was a little bit of a hard watch. But we're winning, and that's all that matters. And on that note, Locks, are you going to show us jumping the pool?
No, I'll show you the pool, but I ain't going out. There you go. There's the pool. There you go. Enjoy. I'm going to go and celebrate, mate, because I'm going to celebrate being a fan of the greatest championship team of all time, all right? So,
hopefully.
No, it's true. We're the best. We're the greatest. And did you know, the current, I think a lot of people actually look at Wolves. So I know Reading have the current points record, but a lot of people see Wolves, I can't remember what year it is, as the greatest championship side. And Connor Cody was actually in that team as well. So, you know, there you go. There's a little fact for you. But no, we are the greatest championship team to ever exist. So that's it.
On Scott's point there, yes. I don't know how to answer that. Yes, I'm over the moon. We've won 10 out of 11. But I just want to see a bit more to get us off our feet in that. That's all. That's all I want. 10 out of 11. Even if we've won 10 out of 11, there's still room for improvement. You've got to admit, lads, there's still room for improvement. Yes, we've won 10 out of 11. But there's still room for improvement on the way
we're playing. That's mental, isn't it? That's mental. We'll win 10 out of 11 and... Yeah, but it's still room to improve.
Still room for improvement.
If we're not in the Prem, we'll be like drinking champagne.
We're not in the Prem, so you can't say that yet. You've got to forget that comment about.
Exactly. So in the league, we're aiming to escape, and we're like, oh, we could do better at 10 out of 11. We've won 10 out of 11. We're 10 points clear of the playoffs. We're 2 points clear of second.
But I'll let you go, pal. I'm never going to win. I'm always going to be wrong on here because I'm never right. So I'm always going to be wrong no matter what to everybody in the chat, no matter what I say. Same on Twitter. I'm always wrong on Twitter. So
I know what you're saying, Jamie, but on this one, I do think you're wrong.
People don't want to come on here. There's only us four that want to come on here. There's other people that's on there that want to type the comments, but they don't never want to come on here and explain themselves, do the Locks. They're not brave enough, are they?
Take the heat for the bad comments. We take the heat.
I know. Take the rough and the smooth. All right, then, Locks, you're going to enjoy yourself today, pal.
Yeah, I'll tune in next Sunday from sunny Woodgate, sunny Bassett Street. So that'll be fun.
See you later, pal. Be good. Right, Jono. Cheers, pal. See you later, mate. Be good. Enjoy yourself up in Toon.
I will.
See you later, mate. Reedy, love you and leave you. And speak to you later, pal.
You've got one more thing to show, haven't you?
What? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. The league table. Don't that look good? Top of the league. Top of the league by only 2 points, but 10 points clear of third place. That's all that matters. We are top of the league. Say, we are top of the league. That's all that matters, doesn't it?
Of course it is.
Really, we shall see you later, pal. Be good.
Adios. See you in a bit.
See you later. Adios. His Spanish is coming on. Right then, lads and lasses. Thanks for coming on. Much appreciated. I know there's a bit of confusion over what I've been saying. We're top of the league. We've won 10 out of 11. I want to try and get me jumping out of my seat week in, week out. That's all I want to ask. Just a bit more excitement to the game instead of being a hard watch. But we're top of the league. We've won 10 out of 11. Cheers for watching. Ciao, ciao. Adios. Arrivederci. Goodbye, oh. Come on, Enzo. The Enzo factor.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everards, Pucca Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Leicester Riders, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Peter's Pizzeria, Hope Against Cancer, and Newbie and Co-Estate Agents. Make sure to follow us on all of our social channels at Leicester Fan TV. Visit our website, leicesterfantv.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.